As I said at the beginning of the Mass, today is the feast day of St. Philip Neri. And one of the great blessings we have as Catholic Christians is this awareness of the family to which we belong. And the saints are those men and women who, like Jesus in today's gospel, have a way to walk ahead of us. By that I mean they have an understanding of the purposes and mission of Jesus in the times in which they live in ways that others might not perceive. Jesus himself was literally walking ahead of the apostles, but of course he was ahead of them in his understanding of what his mission, his passion and death would mean. At this point, the apostles could not comprehend it. Indeed, James and John thought, okay, this is about glory. This is about our self-advancement. We're going to be assured of those places of top dog in the kingdom of God. So clearly, they did not yet understand what Jesus was doing. I've entitled my homily this morning, St. Philip Neri, a Heart Specialist. In the time that he lived, Philip Neri understood this principle of seeing what the Lord is doing, going on ahead. He was born in the year 1515. 2 years later, Martin Luther would nail the 95 Theses to the Wittenberg door and begin the Protestant Revolution. In the year 1527, when he was 12 years old, that is Philip Neri, the city of Rome was sacked. And subsequent to that, Rome was a demoralized community, where there was not much fervent faith and the church was in a state of disrepair. Philip, as a young man, although born in Florence, was called to the city of Rome, where he spent the rest of his life, and he had a particular love and devotion to the Holy Spirit. For over 12 years as a layman, he would go to the catacombs of Saint Sebastian, and there he would pray for the Lord to touch his heart. On one day, he actually had the experience of a glowing orb in front of him, and he opened his mouth, and the orb went into him and expanded his heart, literally. So that when an autopsy was done on him in the year 1595, he died at the age of 80, his heart was actually double the size of an ordinary heart. His heart expanded literally and spiritually with love for God. And knowing this, listen again to the collect from today's Mass. O God, who never cease to bestow the glory of holiness on the faithful servants you raise up for yourself, graciously grant that the Holy Spirit may kindle in us that fire with which he wonderfully filled the heart of St. Philip Neri. Here was the thing about St. Philip. He made such a difference wherever he went in the city of Rome. He was a man of great humility, a man of great devotion, and a man who had such a love for the people with whom he was called to live his life. Indeed, again, like Jesus in today's gospel, he understood the principle that as a man of God, he was here not to be served, but to serve. So great was his love for people that his spiritual director counseled him that you need to be ordained. And in the year 1548, Philip Neri became a priest. I want to think just for a couple of minutes about how his priesthood is so beautifully reflected in that first reading that Pam did to us, read to us from the book of Sirach. Now, here is something to know about Sirach. Sirach is the last book to be written in the Old Testament. And it grew out of another terrible and tumultuous time where Greek ideology and philosophy was expanding throughout the world to the point that the people of Israel, the Jewish people, were profoundly discouraged and, again, demoralized, like the people of Rome. But when we read these verses from the book of Sirach, listen again to these words. Give new signs and work other wonders. Gather all the tribes of Jacob and give them their inheritance as at the beginning. Of course, for the Jewish people, the tribes had been scattered. But the work of God is always a desire to bring the people of God back together again. This is something that St. Philip did in such a beautiful way, particularly when he established what are called the Oratorians, a community of people who gathered together at the ringing of a bell in the oratory for prayer. And again, at a time when Rome was so divided, he was an influence for unity and good. That reading from Sirach goes on to say, "Have mercy, O Lord, on the people called by your name. Have pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, the place of your dwelling. For Zion, fill Zion with the celebration of your wondrous deeds and your temple with your glory." St. Philip Neri had such a love for the Eucharist that it was told that he actually experienced levitation while celebrating the holy mysteries, to the point that later in his priesthood, he could no longer celebrate the Mass publicly because it just took way too long. But he had such a sense and an awareness that this is the place of God's abode, of God's dwelling. That reading from Sirach goes on to say, "Bear witness to those whom you've created in the beginning, and fulfill the prophecies spoken in your name, and let your prophets be found trustworthy." Again, when we look at St. Philip, he was someone who had the trust of the rich and the poor, the most influential and the most inconsequential within the city of Rome. The story is told that once he was invited to the party of a woman who liked to be seen to be with the right people. And because St. Philip had a name that was well-known, she wanted St. Philip to be at her party. And he knew, in a sense, what her motive was. And so he thought, I'm going to do something that is both a way to teach a spiritual lesson and hopefully humorous at the same time. He cut off half of his beard. And so when he arrived at the party, half of his face was shaven and the other half was not. And, of course, for this woman, it kind of embarrassed her. But it was actually an object lesson where she was able to learn from him something of the way of true humility. Indeed, he was a man who was found trustworthy. And finally, this beautiful verse from Sirach. "Hear, O Lord, the prayer of your servants, according to the blessing of Aaron for your people." Now, what is the blessing of Aaron? This is found in Numbers chapter 6, and we have this reading every January the 1st on the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. And listen to these words. This is Aaron's blessing. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." St. Philip lived his life in such a way that he embodied the countenance of God. When people saw St. Philip, the face of God shone upon them, and they experienced something of this peace. We know, beloved brothers and sisters, that in every age, we can never choose the times in which we live, and we can't control the history that is unfolding before us. But what you and I can do as brothers and sisters of a man like St. Philip Neri is we can look to this heart specialist. We can be inspired by his example and seek each and every day to live our lives in the places where we are called to be, asking for the Holy Spirit to enlarge our heart with love, so that we too can be men and women who extend the blessing of God to others by the way we live, by the way we speak, and by our devotion to Jesus Christ. Isn't it good to have a brother like St. Philip? St. Philip, pray for us.